Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Tipton High School. Big game on the agenda today, but the snow is away, the rain's away, 80 degrees, Coach.
Beautiful night for high school football, week 7. Stadium looks great. Another hammer game. It's going to be a great high school atmosphere.
I was going to say, Coach, you have the hammer you've had for 4 years now. Can you keep it to the fifth?
That's certainly the goal. And it's not going to be easy. Last year was a whale of a ball game. Not sure the team that played best won last year. I think we won the last 5 minutes is what I think. And
Cole Jackson needs to drop.
Yeah, Cole Jackson is the game winner, but Drew Pierce made a great 75-yard catch to tie it, and then Cole hit the game winner as the clock ran out. So great ball game. There's been a lot of great games in this series, and I don't expect anything but tonight.
Coach, I got mentioned two counties only 7.9 miles apart from each school. I got to mention, Coach, you started in 05. You have played Hamilton Heights each and every year.
Yep, my very first game was the first Hammer game. This game means a lot. Means a lot to a lot of people. Not just the people on the field, but people in the stands, people in both communities. It is a very, very heated rivalry, and the team that walks away with the Hammer tonight is going to get to carry it for a year, and they're going to do it very proudly.
Coach, you got to mention team leaders. You had to prepare for Trey Amon, running back. They had to prepare for T.I. Carter.
Trey Amon is an excellent back. He's a big, big kid that really runs hard. Very hard-nosed runner. And, he's one of the better, if not the best, back we've seen all year. And, our defense has excelled all year, but things are going to continue to get tougher. So, excited to see how we play against this style offense tonight.
Hamilton Heights going to send you a senior quarterback, Guy Griffey. Guy Griffey's throwing for almost 136 yards a game. I got to mention, he's elusive.
He is a little bit. He likes to move around. He is elusive, but we got to make him move off his spot, too. Quarterbacks are a lot better when they can stand back there and deliver it. We get him moving. We know he can run some, but we don't want him standing there and being able to see the surveying the whole field for 4 or 5 seconds either. So they've got an excellent offense. They're a good ball club, and they're going to be a very hungry ball club. So it's going to take. We told our team all week it's going to take probably our best effort of the year to come out of here 7-0.
You got Vince Hoover, he's a sophomore, throwing for 114, but it makes up about 25 plus from Tipton on the good side. Against Hamilton High, can you talk about pure yardage?
Again, it seems like we talk about Vince a lot, but let's do it for quarterback. So he's played at a high level, and Hamilton Heights is a blitzing defense. I'm sure he's going to see some things we haven't seen all year, and we're going to see how he reacts. But he's passed all the tests thus far.
I got hit in a couple of receivers. They're both seniors. One for Hamilton Heights wears 83. That's Gavin Bramble. And for Tipton Blue Devils, that's Nate Powell, wears number 3.
83, Bramble, he's got 8 touchdowns on the year. So he's their downfield big play threat guy. It's been a point of emphasis this week that we cannot give up chunk plays. We need to know where he is all the time. On the flip side, we want Nate Powell to get some plays. So that might be one of the keys to the ball game.
I got to mention the tackles. In making tackles along the season, you got a linebacker for Hamilton Heights, wears number 7, that's a senior, Harrison Hosteller, 58 tackles, 9.7 a game. You have Drew Serby, wears number 31, also a senior. He averages 10 a game.
Yeah, two really good linebackers there. And it's going to be, those guys are in charge and run our defense, and the Hamilton Heights defense is what the linebacker's job. So probably one of the guy that has the best ball game out of those two might be on the winning team.
I see. I'm good, Coach. I hope you can let me ask you something impromptu.
Sure.
Say what? Sunday night football is going to be a doozy. Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady going to go to New England. Battle the Patriots and Bill Belichick. What do you think about that game?
It'll be interesting for sure. Can't root against both of them, but I think Tampa Bay has a better ball club. So, but they are playing in New England, so probably be a great ball game.
I think it's going to be a handshake and a pat on the back after the game.
I'm sure it will be. You know, they have those two guys have the utmost respect for each other. They've had a ton of success, and you know, things always come to an end if they still respect each other.
Thank you, Coach Paul. We're going to walk this direction. That was Coach Paul talking about the ball game. He talked about it equally. That's what we'll do in the booth. We'll talk about the ball game. We'll talk about it equally. Probably more notes put together for this ball game than I've ever put together for any ball game that has to do with baseball, football, or basketball. So we'll walk up in the press box. We'll have a little bit of a pregame, maybe more of a pregame than normal. We'll work in direction, and then we'll get up here and have a conversation as we climb the ladder. Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Tipton High School. Just had senior night. Seniors were introduced. Public address always does a wonderful job. He's pretty loud. We decided not to start up until the senior night introductions were complete. A little bit quieter right now. It's going to be a good ball game. Good ball game here. It usually is. Tipton Blue Devils hosting the Hamilton High Huskies. Hamilton High Huskies, they're 4-2 on the season. And we'll mention Blue Devils come in here 6 wins, 0 losses. Going to be a good ball game, and hopefully we're prepared for it. Just walking up in the press box right here is Mr. Matt Griffey. Matt Griffey, his son, will be the quarterback for Hamilton Heights. Spoke with him just briefly. He'd prefer not to talk on the air. That's quite understandable. So we're going to talk a little bit about each school. We'll let you know first about the Hamilton Heights Huskies. A little bit about their school system, their administration. The Huskies, they have a school enrollment of 739. They're in Class 3A, Sectional 28. There are 8 in their sectional. They are West Lafayette. They're currently 6 wins, 0 losses. For Buff Jesuit, 5 wins, 1 loss. Western Boone, 4 wins, 2 losses. The Hamilton Heights Huskies, 4 wins, 2 losses. Yorktown, the Tigers are 4-2. North Montgomery, they're 2-2. They got probably struck with the COVID. That COVID, not quite as big as it was a year ago. A year ago, it messed up a lot of things. And some people, I don't want to even say I was in the hospital for 30 days with COVID. Also, Dearman Catholic, 1-5 on the season. Crawfordsville, 0-6. We'll mention the principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director, he's instrumental for putting me in sports wrist ankle. That's Mr. Kurt Algin. The athletic secretary, Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll let you know Hamilton Heights High School, just 7.9 miles to the south of here. It's a different county, but that's okay. Hamilton Heights High School located at 25802 State Road 19. Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can reach them by telephone, 317-984-3551. On the web, you can reach them at hhscpeskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They participate in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the East Division. We'll let you know back home. Hamilton Heights, stadium is Husky Stadium. They presently work on natural grass. I say presently. We'll also mention they're 4-2. They're 1-1 in the Hoosier East. They average 22.5 points per ball game. They give up an average of 17.3. The head coach for the Huskies is John Kirshner. John Kirshner working in year number 4 at Hamilton Heights. He's 12 wins, 24 losses. He went to high school at Ben Davis, graduated in 2004. His college he attended, along with Nick Street. They both went to Olivet Nazarene, graduated in 2008. Next game on the agenda for the Huskies next Friday night, October 8th, Lewis Cass Kings will visit Hamilton Heights. That game will start at 7 p.m. We'll talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils school enrollment, 505. They're Class 2A, Sectional 36. There are eight in their sectional. Tipton currently 6-0, followed up by Eastbrook, also 6-0. LaPel 5-1. Eastern Thomas are 5-1. Alexandria 3-2. Frankton 2-4, followed up by Blackford and Elwood. The principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernum. The athletic secretary is Tammy Sullivan. Right here at Tipton Sports Complex, they play on natural grass. Well, Mission Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by telephone 765-675-7431. You can reach them on the web at TiptonAthletics.com. You can reach them on Twitter at BlueDevil_FB. They wear the colors blue and white. They also participate in the Hoosier Conference. They're in the East Division also. We'll mention the East Division standings are like this presently. Number 1, Tipton. Number 2, Western. Number 3, Hamilton Heights. Number 4, Lewis Cass. Number 5, Northwestern. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils currently 6 wins, 0 losses overall. 2-0 in the East. Tonight's game is an East Division matchup. The Blue Devils average offensively per game 40.5 points. They give up an average of 7 points a game. The head coach is Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll, 125 wins, 64 losses, working in his 17th season at Tipton High School. He went to school at Tipton, 1990 graduate. College, he attended Indiana University, graduated 1995. Next game on the agenda for the Tipton Blue Devils, next Friday night, October the 8th, the Tipton Blue Devils will travel to the Western Panthers at the 7 p.m. start time. They're getting ready for the national anthem. We're going to stand and honor our country as the Tipton Blue Devils perform the national anthem live here at Tipton High School. A national anthem performed by the Tipton Blue Devil Band, as Mr. Waddell says, it always sounds better when it's live. Absolutely, Mr. Phil Waddell. We'll mention a little bit about last week's ball games in the Hoosier Conference. Last week, week number 6, September 24th, final scores in the Hoosier Conference were like this. 8 p.m. start, it was Central Catholic traveling to Rensselaer. Central Catholic got the win, 35-0. We'll mention at 7 o'clock, it was Northwestern at Tipton. Tipton claimed the victory 42-7. 7:30 start time at Hamilton Heights. The Huskies got the win over Twin Lakes, 26-17. 7 o'clock start, and West Lafayette traveled to Benton Central, 62-16, West Lafayette. The final game in the conference last week, 7 o'clock start time, it was at Lewis Cass, the Western Panthers. Captured the win, 43-14. That was 4 division matchups and 1 cross-conference matchup. We'll talk about tonight's ball games on the agenda. Friday night, week number 7, October 1st. I tell you what, it's always good when October gets here. Gotta mention, saw a lot of harvesting this week. It's always beautiful to see the harvest after you watch the plants grow. We'll mention a little bit about what's going to happen tonight. 7 o'clock start time here at Tifton. 4-2 Hamilton Heights travel to 6-0 Tifton. 7 o'clock start, Central Catholic at 3-3 will travel to Twin Lakes at 2-4. 8 p.m. start at Benton Central. It's going to be Rensselaer and Rensselaer Central at 3-3 on the season. They're at Benton Central, 0-4. 7 o'clock start, it's going to be at Lewis Cass High School. West Lafayette at 6-0 travel to Lewis Cass at 2-3. 7 o'clock start, final game in the Hoosier Conference tonight. Western at 4-2 will travel to Northwestern at 0-5. Another 4 Hoosier Conference division matchups and 1 cross-conference game. So we're getting ready for some football right here at Tifton High School. We'll talk a little bit about some statistics. But first, we'll mention, got to talk about the Hamilton Heights varsity baseball team. Varsity baseball team finished their 2021 spring schedule with 19 wins while capturing the Yorktown sectional and just falling to a new opponent, the Leo Lions, in the Belmont Regional. The ball game is archived and available on PutMeInSports.com. You can find it at the Sports Spring 2021 if you desire. So we'll also mention a little bit about ball game here. We'll talk about Trey Amon. Trey Amon, running back for the Huskies. He's a junior class member, winners number 13. I happened to get my teeth worked on a couple of weeks ago. I was at Tipton Smith Landau Family Dentistry. I was talking to his mom. Trey Amon's mom didn't know I was talking to his mom. She let me know she's a 1986 Hamilton Heights graduate. That's Angie Amon. She grew up as Angie Harbitt. She's the sister of DJ Harbitt. DJ Harbitt, a Hamilton Heights graduate of 2010. And I'll mention DJ Harbitt shares the high jump record. To my knowledge, it's accurate today. Shares the high jump record with Aaron Heinzman, 2009 graduate at 6'7". That's pretty good. Got to mention Troy Hooker. Troy Hooker, high jump holder right here, high school at Tipton. Back in 87, he set the record here at 6'8¼". Their dad, that's Mr. Harbitt, he goes by David Harbitt. Got to mention this, we both attended weekly early morning at 6 a.m. Friday Bible study at Cicero Christian Church, and we were led by the gentleman named of Larry Wiseman. What a gentleman, learned quite a bit from Mr. Larry Wiseman. Absolutely, a lot of people did. So God bless his soul. So they're getting ready to introduce the starting lineups. We'll do just the same here momentarily. First, we'll let you know about the Blue Devils in their passing department. Blue Devils passing, and we'll talk about the Hamilton Heights passing department. Blue Devils, Fitz Hoover, he's a sophomore, 6'3", 228, wears number 2 in 6 games, 41 completions, attempts just 56, 684 yards. He completes at a ratio of 73% per pass. We'll mention his average pass reception goes for 16.7. He throws for 114 average per game. He's got 11 touchdowns through the air. He's got one interception that happened a couple of weeks ago at Central Catholic. Was picked up by a linebacker, Leo Bourdonnais, wears number 55, 6'4". We'll also mention his long pass for the season thus far is 69 yards. We'll talk about Guy Griffey. Guy Griffey, Hamilton Heights Huskies quarterback, 6'1", 186. He's participated in all 6 games. He's completed 55. He's attempted 97 passes. 814 yards. His completion ratio, 57%. Average per catch, 14.8 yards. He throws for 135.7 per game average. He's thrown for 10 touchdowns, just 2 interceptions. His longest pass this season, 65 yards. We'll talk about the quarterback and their running capabilities. We'll talk about Vince Hoover, number 2, sophomore quarterback for Tipton. In 6 games, he's carried the ball 31 times, 163 yards. 5.3 yards per carry, 27.2 yards per game. His longest carry is 35 yards. He spit the ball in the end zone on the ground four times. We'll talk about Guy Griffey, number 18, Hamilton Heights quarterback. He's a senior, six ball games. We'll talk about this. He's carried the ball 34 times, 56 yards, we'll mention 1.6 per carry. His average per ball game, 9.3. His longest run, 17 yards. He scored two touchdowns on the ground. That's Guy Griffey. Pretty good pass game for the Huskies. We'll talk a little bit about the rushing department, both these schools. Gibson Blue Devils, rushing department, the leader is number 87, Eli Carter, in six games, 77 carries, 863 yards. His average per carry, 11.2. He averages 143.8 yards per carry, per ball game. His longest carry is 63 yards. He's been over the century mark in each ball game, five out of the six games. He scored 15 touchdowns on the ground. So Hamilton Heights, leading rusher right there, is number 13, Trey Amon. Trey Amon, just a junior, six ball games. He's carried the football 120 times for 593 yards. That's 4.9 yards per carry. Yards per game, he averages 98.8. His longest carry this season, 51 yards. He's got three games over the century mark, and he scored three touchdowns on the ground. We'll talk a little bit about the Gibson Blue Devils and Hamilton Heights Huskies receiving core. Preceding for Tipton in six ball games, number three, that's Nate Powell. He caught 22 passes for 376 yards, 17.1 per catch. And per ball game, he averages 62.7 yards. His longest reception and run is 69 yards. He scored six touchdowns through the air. We'll also mention number 81, Aiden Cole. He's second in the leaders of Tipton Blue Devil football for receiving. He's participated in five ball games, seven receptions, 126 yards, 18 yards per catch, 25.2 per ball game. His longest reception and run, 47 yards. He's got three touchdowns in the air for Tipton. Now for the Hamilton High Huskies receiving on the season. The leader for the Huskies, he's a senior, wears number 83. In six ball games, Gavin Bramble has caught 22 receptions, 452 yards, 20.5 average per catch, 75.3 yards per ball game. His longest reception, 65 yards. He scored 10 touchdowns through the air. Second position here in six ball games, wears number 4. He's also a senior. That's Isaac Tuma. Isaac Tuma has caught 18 passes this season for 251 yards. That's 13.9 yards per catch. He averages 41.8 yards per game. His longest reception this season so far, 21 yards. He's put the ball in the end zone twice through the air. We'll talk a little bit about the averages here for basics here. He got out of Get it out of Max Prep. It's available to anyone. This is the Hamilton Heights Huskies in the Tipton Blue Devils. These are team leaders. Rushing department, we've talked about them for the Huskies. It's number 13, Trey Amon, 98.8 yards per ball game. Rushing department for Tipton, number 87, Eli Carter. He's a junior. 143 yards per ball game. In the passing department, Guy Griffey wears number 18. He's a senior. 135.7 per ball game. Ben Hoover, a sophomore, wears number 2. 114 yards per game. Total yards per game. You add these up. Rushing and passing for Guy Griffey wears number 18. 145 yards for Griffey for the Huskies. For the Tipton Blue Devils, it's Eli Carter, number 87. He's responsible for 166.2 yards per ball game. In the tackle department, number 7 is Harrison Hostetler for the Huskies. He averages 9.7 tackles per ball game. For the Blue Devils, number 31, senior Drew Serbis, 10 tackles per game. In the sack department, there's only 0.5 for each side. Number 75, Alex Bratton for the Huskies. And number 43, Cole Hussey for the Blue Devils. And as mentioned, Hunt, so we say points, total points in the ballgame. We're going to check out the coin flip here. Hamilton Heights called the toss. They won the toss. They got the correct of right. They got the coin toss right that they defer. Tipton is going to receive. They'll receive from the south. They'll go to the north. Huskies going to kick off from the north. They'll go to the south. They're exchanging pleasantries right now out of midfield. Hamilton Heights and Tipton has happened for the last 16 years prior to this one. 17 years ago, they did not play. At that time, it was Coach Mike Toll coaching the Blue Devils. So we'll get the points per game. That's Gavin Bramble. Number 83 averages 8 points per ball game. Points per ball game, number 87, Tipton, that's Eli Carter. He averages 16.3 per ball game. As mentioned, in 16 meetings between these two teams, this goes back 16 years. This makes number 17. In 16 years, Tipton has won 10. Hamilton Heights have won 6. If you look back and you look at the average point total in each win, 6 wins for the Huskies, they average 34.7 points in each of those games. The Blue Devils average 23.2 in their 10 wins when you average them out. So they're getting ready to kick off right now. Hamilton Heights going to send out their Mike Leckler. Michael Leckler is going to do the booty for the Huskies. He's a senior, wears number 9, 5'9", 150. He's going to slide it up right there. It's a left tag. He's going to boot the ball away. He's going to get set back, a little bit soccer style. He's going to step back about 9 yards. Take that back. It's not going to be Leckler. It's going to be Jonathan Glenn. Jonathan Glenn, 5'8". He's a senior. 5'8", 160. He wears number 16. There's the boot. High revolution. In the ring, going to be taken at the 15 by Nate Powell. He'll go up the side. He'll look for a block. He's going to cross the 35 to the 37-yard line. They'll put the ball in play right there. They'll get the new football out there from the Blue Devil sideline. Sure, those officials have already checked the weight. And the weight of each football that's going to be used in today's ball game. This is a varsity contest. Working from the right hash. It's going to be 1st and 10 for the Blue Devils. Ball spotted at the 37-yard line. Shotgun formation. Ben Hoover in the backfield. Single back in the backfield is Eli Carter. Trips to the left and hand off to Eli. He's trying to deal at the left side. He'll pick up a block from Nate Powell. He'll go across the 50. To the 47-yard line, 1st down, Blue Devils. So they'll set the ball right there. Ball moves into Husky territory. 47-yard line, they'll spot it at the left hash. Blue Devils traveling towards the scoreboard. They're going from the south to the north. Play clock is begun, 23 seconds. Game clock at 11:22. Clock moving. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Trips to the right. Tight end left is 30. They'll hand off again. Eli Carter, he'll go up the gut. 2-hole. They'll get to the 40. They'll stop him for progress. Tackle's going to be made right there by Isaac Tuma. Isaac Tuma, number 4. He's a senior. 5'10", 195. They'll nose it up to the 40-yard line. Going to bring up a 2nd down and 3. Working from the left side. Play comes in from the sideline. Hoover jogs in. Tells it to the huddle right there. They're going to split out 3 to the right, split out wide left. We're going to see Sam Ridgeway in the ballgame. He's getting back to today's ballgame. That's good. They're going to get early movement right there on the line by Gifton. He holds his hand up. He says, "It was me." So it's going to be a 5-yard mark off. Skipper Barnett, he knew it was him. No big deal. They're going to back it up 5. It's going to become 2nd down and 8. Illegal procedure, they'll respot it. They'll put it at the 45-yard line. Call the play in the hole. Might be the same play. We'll never know. So they're going to go up to the line of scrimmage. 20 on the play clock. Game clock, 10:34 stationary. They got trips to the right. Spit out wide left is Sam Ridgeway.
shotgun, but then hands off again. Single man in the backfield to Eli Carter. He's inside the 40-yard line. Going to call him down at the 37-yard line. Going to be close to a first down. They'll take a look at it. They'll say first down has gained. So they'll move the sticks. Blue Devils pick up their second first down on this early drive. First drive of the ball game. Blue Devils going to the north of Hamilton Heights. Huskies defending. Huskies did win the coin toss. Elected to defer. Blue Devils elected to get the kickoff because they didn't want to stay the other way. It might prove bad for the second half. So shotgun formation. Going to be handoff again. Eli Carter looking for an opening. Going to be caught. Going to be held behind the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a sack. It's going to be a loss of yardage on the play. Number 20 and the 32, a Nate Heumann. Nate Heumann wears number 32, he's a senior, 5'11", 183. Also in on the stop, number 7, Harrison Hostetler, another senior, 5'11", 180. As mentioned, Hostetler leads the team with 58 tackles on the season. So there's 59. Ball spotted at the 39-yard line. Nose up to the left tag. Trips to the right to Tipton. Spit out wide left is Nate Powell. Single man in the back of his service. Going to take the ball himself. Shotgun snap. Here's Cooper going to go forward. He'll veer it left side. He'll get near the 35-yard line. They'll spot him near the 36. Going to bring up a third down. They need 8. Third down, 8. Clock moving, 9:13. First big play, first big down of the ball game. Getting the play ran in right there. Getting it from offensive coordinator Dustin Shear. Entering the huddle right now is Vince Hoover. Play clock's at 14. They break huddle. The jog up to the line of scrimmage. 10 seconds on the play clock. Shotgun formation. Eli Carter in the backfield. Trips to the right. Spit out wide left to Stan Ridgeway. They're handing off to Carter. They go left side gunner. Try to pick up that first down. It's going to be down at the 27, maybe the 28-yarder. 28-yard line, I should say. That was third down. They're going to go for it. Fourth down. It's going to be fourth, and they're calling it 1. Ball's at the left hash. 28-yard line, Hamilton Heights territory. Bringing the play in from the sideline, Vince Hoover. Play clock at 20. They break huddle. They're going to split out 3 trips. They'll go trips to the right. Split out wide left short side of the field is Nate Powell. Single man in the backfield going under center. Going to go dive forward and trying to hold him up. 6'3", 228. Vince Hoover. Going to be close here. They're going to have to take an eyeball here. They may even bring the sticks here and we'll find out. They're going to stop his forward progress at the 28. If that's the case, it's going to go over on downs. It's finally at the 28. It's going to be Hamilton Heights football, and it is. Huskies going to take over. They stop the Blue Devils from getting that third first down on the opening drive. Blue Devils going to play defense. They'll play with a 3-man front. They'll go 4 linebackers. 3-man front going to be Vince Cooper. He'll play the left side defensive end. Giovanni Fuentes, he'll play the nose tackle and defensive end right side will be Kipper Barnett. Blue Devils going to start like this. I should say the Huskies. Playing the center position tonight, 6'2", 235, Dusty Dunn. He's a sophomore. Right guard is 6'2", 235, Dean Mason. Where's number 64? Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. They got motion, near motion. Going to hand it all up the middle. Ball carrier number 13, Trey Amon. Trey Amon's going to dive forward. He's going to pick up about 3. Blocking up front was good. 3 runs, 3 yards on the carry for Trey Amon. Second down, 7. They're calling it 8 on the board. Second down, 7. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line at the right hash. Husky's going to split out. Slot, far left side. Right side is Bramble. Single man in the backfield. Shotgun formation, Guy Griffey. Those 3 tight ends, left, right side. That's Hostetler. There's an inside trap. They're going to run a jet sweep. The handoff was stopped, came up in a good hop, picked right back up by Bramble. He'll lose yardage, but he'll keep the football. Good hop right there. It's going to be a loss of yardage. They're going to back it up. It's going to be third down. They're going to call it third down 9. And they'll go from the left hash. Play comes in, 18 seconds on the play clock. still in the huddle. The Huskies 15, now 14. They're going to adjourn the huddle now at the 12-second mark. They may have to spend a timeout here. We'll find out. Shotgun formation. Trip to the right. Split out wide left. 3-2-1. They're going to call a timeout. Timeout Hamilton Heights. Couldn't deal with that play clock. That play clock was getting down. It was at 2 when the Huskies called the timeout. Third down, 8. Don't want to work against a 5-yard loss. So they're working it right there on the field. They're talking about that. And we'll let you know a little bit about some statistics. IHSAA, passing leaders, through 6 ball games, these are the top 5. Games participating in the 6 games for Alan Carfault. He is a 1A, he's a single A participant from Covington High School. He's thrown for 2,113 yards. That's 352.2 yards per game. He's thrown the ball 280 times. He's completed 175 of them. 63% completion ratio. He's caught the ball for 26 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. That's a pretty good ratio for 280 thrown passes. 1A, Covington quarterback. They're going to work it from the left side. Ball's in play, live action. Game clock size right here at 6:41. It'll start on the snap. Sam in the backfield. We got near motion. It's going to be Isaac Tuma in motion. Trips are going to run. Pass play caught to the 48-yard line. Going to be a first down. Credit that catch to Cooper Bondesar. Bondesar makes the catch. He's a junior. 5'6", 145. He gets his athletic ability naturally. Ball spotted at the 47-yard line. First down, Hamilton Heights. Play clock running 2:22 seconds. Game clock moving 6:32. Working just inside the left hash. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. Slot right. Split left. Wing right. They're going to hand the ball off. Up the jet. They give it to Trey Amon. He's across the 50. Trey Amon going to get stopped right there at the 42-yard line. They'll pick up 5. They'll need 4. It's going to be third down, 4 for Hamilton Heights. Ball moves to the Blue Devil side of the 50. Ball spotted at the 47-yard line. Take that back to corner. Second down, 4. Left hash. Sean the cadence. Right there. Guy Grippy in the shotgun. Single man in the backfield. Trips to the right. Spin out wide left. They're going to hand off. Go up the jet. They're looking 13 at Trey Amon. Trying to get that first down, he's going to be close. Trey Amon, the ball carrier, averages 98 yards per ball game. They'll probably depend quite a bit on him in the running game this contest, along with Guy Griffey in his passing game. Ball spotted the 43-yard line, just inside the left hash. They're going to move the chains. They say he's got enough. No measurement needed. They're going to move the chains. They're going to roll the clock. Chains are set. It's 1st and 10. Huskies with a 1st down. They got a new set of downs from the left hash. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. Split out wide right. They got motion again. Akuma. Akuma going to go jet sweep. And they're going to pass. They're going to fake it. Play action. Nearly intercepted. Down the field. That was Nate Powell. Had it in his hands. Couldn't bring it in. It goes incomplete. That's going to bring up 2nd down, 10. You play for another down. So, clock's going to stop 5:31. Play clock resets at 40 seconds after an incomplete pass to get the ball back to the spot. 20 seconds on the play clock. Play comes in to Guy Griffey. Calling the plays over there, I believe, is Adam Knoll. Adam Knoll calling the good plays. I remember him from middle school. He was a quarterback for the Huskies. Shotgun formation. Split left. Going to be a pass play. Guy Griffey going to let go in the flat. Trying to chase it down with Isaac Tuma. Tuma was in on coverage from Goodrich. That's Zane Goodrich. Ball goes incomplete. Going to bring that 3rd down, 10. Ball respotted to 43-yard line. Incomplete pass. Clock stopped at 5:24. We're in the 1st quarter. We're at Tipton High School. Tipton hosting Hamilton Heights. Last year, it was at Hamilton Heights. So they played 16 in a row with Coach Cole at the helm for the Blue Devils. Shotgun formation. Goes motion away. That's Bramble. Dropping the throw. Going to be a screenplay left side. Bramble is going to get close to a first down. Couple yards shy. It goes out of bounds. They'll stop the clock. Clock stops at 5:17. Bramble on the screenplay. They pick up good yardage. They're going to be shy about 2.5 yards. Huskies going to have a decision here. Fourth down for the Huskies. Ball's nosed up to the 35-yard line of Tipton from the left tag. Slot left, split right. Split right side is Isaac Tuma, single man in the backfield. Shotgun snap, takes the snap and hand off up the jet. Going to be Amon, the ball carrier, looks like he might have gotten up. He's going to move the chains. First down, Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights elects to give it to the single man in the backfield. He goes straight up the gut, two-hole, picks up necessary yardage. Going to bring up first and 10. Huskies moving the football. They're working their way towards the Blue Devil goal line. Ball spotted. It's the 32-yard line. Left hash. Tuma split out wide right. Split out wide left, single man in the backfield. They got a wing right. Tight end left. Shotgun snap can be taken by Griffin. He'll hand off. They'll go four-hole. Ball carrier once again, number 13. That's Trey Amon. Trey Amon takes it just inside the 35-yard line. They'll spot it there. He picks up good yardage. In on the stop for the Blue Devils, number 3, Nate Powell. Blue Devils relying on those linebackers to stop the run play, relying on the defensive backs, there's 4 of them, to stop the passing plays. Except for the screen, you got to rely on the linebackers. They line up in a shotgun. Two in the backfield. Throw set for the Huskies. Spit out wide left. Wide right is Tuma. Shotgun. They're going to hand off left side running back. He'll dive forward to pick up a couple. At 13, Trey Amon looking for that block in front of him. They'll put the ball close to first down yardage. It's going to be third down 2. They're calling it 3rd and 1 on the board. More like not quite 2. But they'll line it up right there. Ball's just right, excuse me, left of the right hash, towards the middle of the field. Huskies have the ball spotted at the 22-yard line of Tipton. Shotgun formation, two in the backfield. Dropping the throw to the handoff, right side. Ball carrier there for Hamilton Heights. Number 39, that's Jaeger. Double check that. Number 29, Chance Jaeger. He's a junior along with Trey Amon. 6 foot, 195. Pretty good 1-2 punch from the junior class. So 1st and 10, another first down for Hamilton Heights. Moving the ball down the field. 2 backs in the backfield again, along with quarterback Guy Griffey in the shotgun. Split out wide right is Tuma, split wide left. They're going to hand off again. They'll stop it at the line of scrimmage. Blue Devils right there. That was Higgins. Higgins on the stop. He was right there assisted on the play by 36, Brogan London. It's going to be no gain. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 10. Ball spotted at the 19-yard line. Ball's in the middle of the field. Huskies, 2nd down 10, play clock to 15, no problem here. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Takes the snap, he'll hand off. He'll go left side, right side, spin move, that's Trey Amon, breaks the tackle. Gets inside the 15, near the 13-yard line. Going to pick up 4, maybe 5 on the play. Going to bring up 3rd down. They need 6. Ball spotted at the right hash. Ball spotted at the 13-yard line. Tipton territory. Going to line up again in the shotgun. Guy Griffey, the quarterback. Senior athlete, 6'1", 186. 2 guys in the backfield. Trey Amon and Jaeger. Jaeger's going to get the call right back to go left side. He's caught behind the line of scrimmage. Brogan London right there to make the tackle. He's a loss on the play. It's going to bring up 4th down. They need 7 to move the chains. Ball spotted at the 15-yard line. It's a 32-yard attempt for a field goal. I take that back, 37-yard attempt, should they try. Leckler Leck was still on the team. So Leck was got the foot. But they're going to go for it. Fourth down, 7. And Brett Wright, pass play, going to be in the end zone. Might have been interference. Early contact by Nate Powell. They're going to call an interference play, and the ball goes incomplete. Pretty good pass play right on the money. Reaching in a little bit early was Nate Powell. They're going to walk that off. They are inside the 20. It will be half the distance. A pass play for number 4, Isaac Toomer, senior, 5'10", 195. Just across the goal line, trying to make the reception. Nate Powell just a little bit early on the defense. So they'll mark it off right there. They're going to mark it off at the distance from the 15 to the 7.5. It's going to be first and goal. First and goal for the Huskies at the 7.5-yard line. So they'll spot it right there just inside the left hash. Split out wide right again is Kuma. Split out wide left. Now the receiver will make him through the backfield shotgun for Griffey. Cole McCadence gets the snap. He'll hand off left side to Amon. Amon dives forward, gets to the 5, picks up 2. It's going to be second down goal from the 5 for the Huskies. We're inside the last minute here in the first quarter. 11 minutes gone by. You don't hardly notice it when good football is on the field. 5-yard line. It's going to be second down and goal from the 5 for Hamilton Heights. Ball's right in the middle of the field. Right in front of the goalpost. Shotgun for Griffey. Single man in the backfield is Amon. Slot right, split left. They give it to Amon up the gut. He'll dive forward to the 3-yard line. He'll pick up 2. Going to bring that 3rd down and 3. 3rd and goal. We'll probably see the next play in the second quarter. We'll see. No reason to hurry this play along. The play clock outweighs the game clock. They're looking like they might try to get this play off. 10 seconds in the quarter. 19 on the play clock. They're going to let this elapse. 4 seconds. They're going to let the quarter empty out. They'll take a break. They'll walk to the other end. First quarter is emptied out. Hamilton Heights on the doorstep. Both teams with 1 possession. Hamilton Heights going to be driving on their first possession here in the first quarter. We're going to the second quarter. And I will remind you, PutMeInSports.com since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils, basketball this winter with the Tipton Blue Devils, and baseball each spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So they're going to invert the field. They're walking the other direction. They're going to spot it at the 3-yard line. The ball's already there. Tipton going to try to put up a defensive stand right here, just about as Hamilton Heights put up at the 4th and 1, near the same area, same side of the field. So 12 minutes on the game clock. What a ball game. We knew it was going to be. It started out fresh, and it's still going. So Blue Devils going to line up on defense. They'll defend the goal line. Ball's at the 3. Ball spotted just inside the right hash. Huskies now in the huddle. They're going to blow the whistle, and they'll get going here. Play clock will begin. They're ready to go. Huskies adjourn the huddle. Tipton in defensive mode. Huskies going to split out wide left. That's Bramall. Split out wide right. Looks to be Tuma. 2 in the backfield, a long lift. Guy Griffey, the quarterback. Shotgun formation. Left side pro set is Amon. Right side is Jaeger. Call him the cadence. Here comes a snap. Going to hand off to Amon. He'll go right side. He's assessed right there. Might be a loss of 1, though. He's stopping at the line of scrimmage. They're going to call it a loss of 1. It's going to bring out 4th down just inside the 5. They're going to go for the first down. But if they get a first down, it's a touchdown. They're going 4th and goal. They're going for it. Ball just inside the five, lined up at the right hash. So the Huskies elect to go for it on fourth down. 11:27 clock moving, game clock at 12. Line of scrimmage, two in the backfield along with Griffey. Kuma in motion, he's going to reset to put left side. Calling the cadence is Guy Griffey. There's a snap, he's going to take the hand off of the screen, left side, and drop the football. They're going to call it an incomplete pass. It was a forward pass out of the backfield, much like a screen. But it was forward just enough to call it an incomplete pass. And the Blue Devils hold, they'll get the ball back. They'll take over at their own 4-yard line. So, what a ball game. Both teams went for it on fourth down. Both teams come up empty. Huskies, right there on the doorstep, they give the ball back to Gifton on downs. 11:09, change of possession. Clock will start on the snap. 16 on the play clock. Shotgun formation, Biff Hoover. In the backfield, Eli Carter trips to the right, foot out wide left. They'll hand it to Carter. They'll try to get away from that goal line. Blue Devil helmet comes off. Everything's fine. He's okay. Helmet comes off. He'll have to exit the ball game for one play to get it back on. Chase Higgins going to replace the helmetless Blue Devil. And that's number 55, Tipper Barnett. Barnett not too happy that his helmet left his head. They'll get back in there. 10:38 on the game clock. 13 seconds on the play clock. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield is Drew Sturby. Trips to the left. They're going to run that to get. That's Hoover. Hoover going to take the carry. He'll got across the 10 to the 11-yard line. They're going to need about three. It's going to be third down, a long three for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils in the territory. They've got to get this or they're going to have to punt it out of there. 10:08 on the game clock. Jogging back to the line, to the huddle, I should say, is Vince Hoover. Huskies lined up with a four-man front. Huskies four-man front, Nate Julin, defensive end. The other end is Dean Mason. In the middle, it's Mason Moran. And the defensive tackle, right side, Alex Bratton. Shotgun formation. Twins left, go passing down. They're going to go right side, caught by Nate Powell. He's going to lean forward. They're going to call it Jogging. That's going to probably be discussed. He caught the ball. He reached out to get the extra yardage. He had a first down. They're going to communicate right here. They're going to have conversation. The original call was he leaned forward with the ball after making the reception. Reception was made tall. He brought the ball down. He didn't know where the sticks were at. He didn't even need to reach it out. He had a first down from where he was standing. They're going to talk it over. This is going to be a big play. There's no replay. They'll have to talk it over and make a decision. Catch. They're going to call it a catch. First down. Blue Devils. There's nothing wrong with the line judge making that call. I tell you what, when you're the line judge and you give it to the hands of the other officials because they want to get the play right, that's just like the MLB does. You can't have a problem with your ego. When his play's got to be changed, that's very well done by the West line judge. Shotgun formation, Blue Devils, first and 10. They'll hand off to Eli Carter. He'll veer it. He'll go left side. He'll break containment. He'll make the run. He's across the 20, to the 30, across the 40. He's out to the 47-yard line. Goes out of bounds on the Husky sideline. Eli Carter picks up another first down. They'll spot the ball at the 46-yard line of Tipton. Ball's at the left hand. Play clock begins. They got the chains moved. 9:12, clock moving. We're in the second quarter, no score. Both these teams moving the football. No punter necessary in this ball game yet. 13 seconds left. We talk about punters. Got to talk about Chase Fisher. Chase Fisher used to be a punter for the Huskies. He's getting married tomorrow. They're going to roll left side. Dick Hoover, the ball carrier. They go out of bounds left side, Husky sideline. They'll pick up about 8 yards. They'll call it a gain. They'll go out of bounds. They'll reset the play clock. Play clock starts out at 40 seconds. Second down, they're calling it four on the board. They'll call it four. Second down, four, maybe closer to three. They'll go left hash. Ball spotted right there. Ball spotted at the 47-yard line of Hamilton Heights. Trips to the right for the Blue Devils. That's Sam Ridgway. But outside wide left is Nate Powell. Single man in the backfield. Dropping the throw with Cooper. Pass play. He'll rough one up. See that corner. Makes the catch. They'll fall down after making the catch. Just inside the 20. They're spotting him at the 22. And that was a generous spot. So they'll bring the ball back in to the right edge. They're spotted at the 20, the 18-yard line, I should say, the 18. The generous spot, nevertheless. They'll move the clock, got the chain set, 8:38 on the game clock, 20 seconds on the play clock. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. Trips to the left. It's Aiden Toll, Drew Surtees, and Nate Powell. Right side is Sam Ridgway. Shotgun formation. Handoff. Now handoff to Eli Carter inside the 15-yard line. He'd be marked down right here at the 12. Picks up three. Husky stopping him up front. Couple of big guys up front for Hamilton Heights. He gets his tackles. Mason Miranda Jr., where's number 71? 6'5", 298. He's got 23 tackles right there inside. The other defensive tackle, 6'2", 299. Alex Bratton, he's a senior, verse number 75. Shotgun formation. Hoover, single man in the backfield, left side of Hoover. Is Eli Carter, ship shooter, right going to hand it off. He'll keep the ball himself. He'll take it to Eli Carter, keep the ball, he'll go forward. They're spotting near the 8-yard line. To be close to a first down. They'll spot it. He's going to be about a yard short. They'll work it right there. The ball spotted inside the 10. They're going to call it the 9. Third down, they're calling it 1. It's probably a bit more than 1, but not much. Ball just inside the right hash. Split left side is Nate Powell. Trips to the right. Single man in the backfield is Drew Surtees. Shotgun quarterback. Vince Hoover, sophomore. He'll take the ball here. He's a pocket side. If he caught in the backfield, he's going to be sacked right there. Cradles a stop for Hamilton Heights. Number 32, Nate Hewlin. Nate Hewlin, a senior, 5'11", 183. Nate Hewlin entered this ballgame with 49 tackles on the season. He's 5'11", 183, a senior. We're going to spot the ball. We're going to call a timeout. Timeout, Blue Devils. Blue Devils called their first. Huskies have called one. 6:39 left. It's going to be a long 6:39 with four timeouts available for each squad. We'll also mention passing leaders in the IHSAA. Out of Mooresville, he's a 4A contender. That's Nicholas Patterson. In six ball games, he's thrown for 1,753 yards. 292.2 per game average. He's thrown 109 completions, 153 passes, 71% completions. Nicholas Patterson, out of Mooresville, has thrown 23 touchdowns in six games. He's been intercepted four times. Husky's going to walk out defensive mode. Blue Devils still in their huddle. There's the short whistle asking both teams to come out and play football. They'll walk out that direction. Get some final words there from Jesse Shear. They'll adjourn the sideline. No score. We're at Tipton High School. Might be one of those games where the score is not much. I remember back when I think Tyler Shear was quarterbacking for Hamilton Heights. That score was 10-9 right here. So they'll go up 13-yard line. It's going to be fourth down. They need five. A big down once again for Tipton. They go near motion. Nate Powell going to be an early whistle. And Tipton elects to call a timeout back-to-back. They saw something that didn't reach with their play team. They call timeout. They'll exhaust one more. They'll have one left here in the first half. And we'll also mention IHSAA passing leader number 3. That's Juwan Swanson. He's a 6'8". Ball player, he's from Ben Davis. That's right there, Ben Davis High School. 1,686 yards, 281 per game average, 127 completions, 195 targets, 65% completions. He's thrown 15 touchdowns. He's been intercepted 10 times on the season. That's Juwan Swanson right there at Ben Davis High School. And the Blue Devils are going to jog out off 50 to 0. They'll reach behind the ball first this time. Huskies utilizing this timeout. It wasn't called by them, but they'll take full capacity of this timeout. Defensive mode. It is fourth down 5. Ball spotted at the Hamilton Heights. The call is a 12 on the board. Might be closer to the 13. They need 5 to move the chains. They need 13 for a touchdown. Empty backfield. Slot left, slot right. Tight end right. Near motion is Eli Carter. Pass player. He hit Carter in the flat. He'll make a stop move. He'll put his foot in the ground. His guy's forward. He'll get inside the 5. They'll call him down at the 5. He makes the catch. A check down. Puts his foot in the ground. Goes the other direction. That foot in the ground got him that first down for the Blue Devils. Ball spotted 5-yard line. First and goal, Tipton. 6:16 clock moving. Second quarter. First and goal from the 5. Ball's in the middle of the field. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. Little tight end left, tight end right. Single man in the backfield. Split left, split right. That's Toll and Nate Powell. Hand off to Eli Carter. Shaked off a would-be tackler in the backfield. He'll drive forward. He'll get a positive game, but not a big positive game, but he'll avoid getting tackled in the backfield. They're spotting just inside the 5. Man, he might have gained half a yard. Play clock goes up to 40. It's coming down now. It's at 26. Game clock is at 5:35. Play comes in, jogging on in the huddle right there. Vince Hoover. I say hello once again. Vince Hoover's grandson, or granddad, listens from Nashville, Tennessee. Great to hear that Randy Hoover is listening to the ball game. Shotgun. They're going to hand it off up the middle. Going to be stopped at the 2. Pretty good hit right there. Isaac Tuma puts a hit on Eli Carter. He could go no farther, but he got to the 2. He's near the 2-yard line. Second down. They need 2 with second and goal. 4:56. Big set of downs right here. Huskies defending the goal line at the 2-yard line. Blue Devils defending the goal line at the other side. I should say it might have been here, about the same location. What a ball game. Tipton, Hamilton Heights. Shotgun formation. Single man in the back of Eli Carter. He'll get the handoff. He'll hear it left. To try to get in. He did. Eli Carter going to break the plane. Eli Carter picks up the touchdown. Eli Carter picks up touchdown number 16 on the season. We're not quite to halftime of game number 7. They're going to spot the ball there at the 10-yard line, point out the touchdown. It's going to be attempted by number 25, Nick Hughes. Nick Hughes point out the touchdown. He's 29 of 31. That's 90%. It's about where Coach Cole likes somebody to be, and he is. High snap, and put it down. Aiden Cole, the boot is up and through the uprights. It's good. High Revolution. The Huskies score first. I should take that back. The Blue Devils score first. It's 7-0. We're in the second quarter. Both these teams quite capable of going the distance from side to side. And as I said earlier, no punting necessary thus far in this ballgame. So they'll work it right there. They'll adjourn from the Huskies sideline. They'll kick the ball and receive the football. 4:30 left here in the second quarter. Blue Devils are going to boot the ball away. We're going to see Dakota Ferg. He's a sophomore, 5'9", 155. His kickoff average is 41.7 yards per kickoff. That's about that middle of the field right there on the X. 40-yard line for high school football. Waiting for the football. hand delivered right there from the east line judge. He's got the football he'd like to kick. It's a little bit of an older football. Got some softer leather. Got the proper amount of weight in the football. But he is partial to this football, and the Huskies probably just the same for their kicking ball. Here comes the approach. Going to be a line drive, basically. Going to be caught in the air at the 15. Going to make the run back, looking for a blocker. That's Bramble. Gavin Bramble going to get outside. He'll take it to the 30-yard line, maybe across the 30, to the 30-and-a-half. A good return for Gavin Bramble. So the Blue Devils going to set up defensively, and the Huskies offense comes back out on the field. So they spot it at the 30-yard line, just across. They'll bring it in to the right hash. They're going to nose it up to the 31-yard line. Right hash. Game clock stationary. Change of possession. It'll start on the snap. 4:24 on the game clock. Play clock is at 20 seconds. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield is Trey Amon. They got slot right, short side of the field, slot left. So on the game clock, they're going to put Amon right side, get some possession there. Passing play, going to be right there. Bramble makes the catch, avoids the tackler. Bramble makes the catch. Get yards after the catch, about 6 yards. Bramble, leading receiver for the Huskies, makes a good catch, makes the first down. They move to change. Yards after contact and yards after the catch for Gavin Bramble. First down Huskies, 31-yard line. Hamilton Heights territory, ball in the breasting at the left hash. Single man in the backfield. They're going to go slot right. Split left for Hamilton Heights. Shotgun formation. They got a wing left. Call the tape. He's going to hand off. Trey Amon. He's going to dive forward. He's going to pick up 6, maybe 7. Diving straight forward in one hole. They get a pat on the helmet right here for a blocking lineman. Ball's going to be spotted at the 47-yard line. It's nosed up to the 47 from the left hash. Going to give him a gain of 5 on the board. Closer to 6. It's going to be, we'll call it 2nd down and 4. Slot left, slot right. Short side of field, left side. Guy Griffin called the cadence. Single man in the backfield is Amon. But he's a pass play. It's going to be a forward pass. He caught in the flat. He's got a 1st down. They used the bubble screen out there to make the catch. A catch made right out there. Champion makes the catch, and they move the chains once again. Hamilton Heights going to the passing game. Guy Griffey, quite a good arm, I tell you what. Guy Griffey can launch the football, and he can play the short game. Ball's resting at the 45-yard line. Right hash. They're split out wide left is Tuma. They got slot right side, short side of field. Single man in the backfield is Trey Amon. Calling the cadence is Guy Griffin going to go motion away with Tuma. They run the chair. Jeff Cleveland pulled down, pathway. It's going to be intercepted off of deflection. Deflection right there, tight pass, tight spiral off the hands of the would-be intended receiver. It's going to be an interception. The Blue Devils going to take over. They'll take over at the their own 32-yard line from the left hash. That was a good ball. It was a bullet. Went through the hands and right there behind them. Better to be lucky than good, they say. And in that case, I would guess so. So, to the huddle, Blue Devils. Vince Hoover calls the play. 2:49 on the game clock. We're late in the 2nd quarter. Blue Devils on their 3rd drive of the ball game. 7-0 contest, Blue Devils in front. Pass play in the flat. It's going to be probably a backwards pass, but it's caught. It's a long handoff to Eli Carter. Helmets come off. 2 flags come in immediately. Eli Carter lost his helmet. They're going to call a foul on the play. We'll double check this. Ball is spotted at the 34-yard line. They're going to talk it over. Talk about these 2 flags. In all likelihood, they do represent the same infraction. 4 officials talking it over right there. The umpire in the white hat, you know he'd be there. 3 referees, the east line judge, is going to stay stationary over there. Long discussion, second long discussion in this ball game. The first one happened when Nate Powell reached out and lost the ball when he was already down. Gonna be a personal foul against the Huskies. They're gonna mark off 15 yards. So they'll take it out near the 50-yard line. 49-yard line, the Blue Devils will get the ball. It'll be a first and 10. I'm not sure they marked off enough there. They missed 5 yards, I believe. I'm not sure, but we'll double check. Maybe they went from the line of scrimmage. They went from the line of scrimmage, possibly. But they're not going to complain. 2:41 on the game clock. 7-0 contest. They're going to roll the clock now. 22 seconds on the play clock. Trip to the left, long right side of the field for the Blue Devils. Ball's at the 46 Blue Devil territory. Going to hand off. They'll get it to Eli Carter. 36 off a would-be tackle. A spin move. Did not get him free. Credit that stop for the Huskies. It's number 41. Number 41, Trevor Tuma. Trevor Tuma makes the stop. Yes, he is the brother of Isaac, but they are their own men. They're brothers. They like each other. You know what they do. They go home and talk about the ball game. Athletic young men, big time. So the ball's potted out to the 48-yard line, middle of the field. Third down, 13. Three on the loss by Eli Carter. Pass play to the flat. Carter makes the catch to that side. Duke can drive. He's out to the 49. He's going to get in between the original six. He's going to be short for a first down. He's going to need six. It's going to be third and six. Clock moving. 1:30 left before halftime. Blue Devils have one timeout. Huskies have a couple. The Blue Devils don't do well here on fourth down. Huskies may call a timeout, try to conserve the clock. Ball's resting at the left hash. 49-yard line. Trips to the left short side of the field. They got twins to the right. Empty backfield. Pass play. The flat, they get to see Eli Carter. The double screen. He's not going to get even a type for second effort. He's going to be short of a first. He'll be short just shy of a first. Under a yard. 50 seconds on the game clock. Fourth, and they're calling it two. Fourth down and a couple. 42 seconds. Tipton might be content to go to halftime with a 7-0 advantage. They do have one timeout. Clock to 30 seconds. Fourth down two. Hamilton Heights elects not to stop the clock for conservation. Trying to get the play, just trying to hold them at the fourth down. Keep them from getting the first. Clock to the NCL two. 15 seconds. Clock moving. Blue Devils going to line up this hunt formation. Flag comes in. Flag comes in from the umpire. Going to be a dead ball foul. Blue Devils. Going to be illegal substitution. I guess the play clock might have emptied out. Play clock must have. It's going to be a... He's got to cross the breast there, but I guess it's going to be a... Timeout now, Tipton. It's going to be a... Delay of game, the game clock, play clock empties out, timeout on the field. Timeout, we'll mention, just a couple of weeks away, 49th annual IHSAA Football State Tournament Parent Show, going to happen Sunday, October 10th, 2021. It'll be at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, Central Time at 4 p.m. That'll be online. You can watch that online. It's streamed exclusively on IHSAATV.org. That's IHSAATV.org. Hosted by Bob Lovell and Paul Condry. Complete pairings will be posted to the IHSAA.org. That's the site you can look. After the pairings, if you missed the show, you can find the official pairings and what took place after the conclusion of the pairing show that's on internet television. That's a couple of weeks away. We'll mention that again next week at Western High School. So working right there, and it's going to be a spotted at the 49-yard line. 11.3 left. You're right at the time formation, a good snap. Should be Levi Burkett. It'll take you time to get a line drive. It's going to go to no man's land. Not going to be much of a turn if there is. They're going to maybe let it roll dead, and right there it is inside the 10. And the clock hits out. We're at halftime. Halftime, good ball game in the world. Tipton takes a 7-0 advantage into the halftime locker room. They'll take 15 minutes. We thank you for listening. We thank you for supporting high school football at its finest. We hope you'll listen and patronize these sponsors that bring this team to the listening ears.
Thank you. attempted by animals for dogs. Next doctor had put me through the pain in the 12 in the kissing school center. Then went north to Lafayette, Indiana, to take that good border maker after graduation degree.
Thank you.
We're at halftime, 15 Blue Devil band on the field. We're going to do what we usually do. We're going to talk to a gentleman right here. He's a friend of mine. He's a friend of yours, Tim Gray. Tim Gray, I'll let you know what he thinks about the NFL coming up this weekend. I moved it over here, my bad. NFL standings. Should say, where did we put that? Here it is. Right here. Okay, I moved it to the front here. I'm going to do something different. We're going to talk about the NFL, their week four. And some of it's boring, but most of it's not, Tim.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love the NFL. It's exciting every weekend.
You big Colts fan?
Oh, yeah. Big Colts fan. Yeah.
Have there been any games yet?
Oh, yeah. I've got season tickets.
Wow. How about Carson Wentz?
I'm not sold yet. I mean, he's better than what we've got on the bench. He needs to stay healthy. He needs to stay on the field. But he's, you know, I think he gives us the best chance to win that we've got right now.
We know back when he was early going at Philadelphia what he can do, and he'll probably end up doing it.
Well, injuries change a lot about your game, and he's been injured quite a bit. So I don't know if he's the guy that almost won the MVP in his rookie year. But he's what we've got right now, so he's what we're going to roll with.
That's a pretty nice guy. My son lives in Zionsville. My son tells me he looked behind him during church service, and there's Carson Wentz.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's a nice guy. Just hope he can bring it on Sundays. I mean, I know he's struggling with two bad ankles, so that's tough.
And last night started off week four, September 30th, Jacksonville and Cincinnati. That was a good one. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, it was a lot closer than I think the experts or I thought it was going to be. I mean, Trevor Lawrence got off to a hot start, went up 14-0, and then Cincinnati squeaked that one out at the end.
They did. So that was the first game of the week, and tell me what you think about it. It's going to be on Fox, 1 p.m. Washington is at Atlanta.
Washington's got a tough defense, and Atlanta hasn't shown much this year. I'm going to go Washington.
Sounds good. Okay, Houston is going to travel to Buffalo, 1 p.m. CBS. They'll have to deal with Diggs.
Yeah, Buffalo's going to waste Houston. I mean, they've got Josh Allen's a fantastic quarterback. Buffalo might be coming out of the AFC this year, so.
That sounds good. Also, I got to mention, 1 p.m., there's 9 1 p.m. starts. Here's number 3. Detroit is at Chicago, and I guess Nagy has selected his quarterback, and it's just today.
Well, Chicago's got to get more than 47 yards of offense like they had last week. I'm going to take Detroit again until Justin Fields proves himself a little bit more.
That golf, I mean, he can throw the ball.
Yeah, he definitely can. Detroit might, you know, they came dangerously close to beating the Ravens last week, minus that, like, 68-yard field goal. So, yeah, I'm going to go Detroit.
How about 66? What? We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, how about Carolina at Dallas?
Oh, two really good teams there. It's going to be a toss-up. I'm going to take Dallas since they're at home. Carolina comes in undefeated, but Dallas has got a great offense this year, so I'm going to go Dallas.
Prescott got hurt, got him healed up in a hurry.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he looks like he's back in a major way. I think Dallas will be a force to reckon with this year.
If you were paid as much as Prescott, did you get healed up and perform in a major way?
If I were paid that much, I'd go out there with one leg. So
there you go. That's well said. All right, Indianapolis at Miami.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go Colts. I'm going to go Colts. I think we've got Jacoby Brissett figured out. Jacoby Brissett's going to start. The only thing I worry about there is Nelson's out. That's huge. But I think our backup's going to play well. The heat makes me worried a little bit, too. But I think we're going to come out hungry. I think we're going to get to Jacoby, and I think we're going to get our first win this weekend.
Well, how about Jacoby? He came in last week, got into overtime, won it in overtime. Should Jacoby Brissett, should he still be on our roster?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's got the same thing that it seems like the same affliction that a lot of the quarterbacks in Indianapolis had. Holds the ball too long, but he has got a laser for an arm, and he's a great quarterback. I mean, he just needs an opportunity. So,
sounds good. Okay, be careful here. Cleveland at Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, Cleveland's a really tough team. I'm going to go Minnesota, though. I'm going to go Minnesota because I think they've got the X factor in Dalvin Cook. He's coming off of an injury, so he's going to be rested. I think Cleveland, while they've been really great, they've got to prove themselves on the road. Minnesota's a tough place to go to. I take Cleveland by a field goal. Or, I'm sorry, Minnesota by a field goal.
New York Giants at New Orleans.
I'm going to go to New Orleans. New Orleans the whole way. Giants are terrible.
I have a Tennessee at the New York Jets.
It's an easy one. Tennessee, the Jets are terrible. I think that quarterback's got a long way to go.
Okay, the last 1 p.m. game is called CBS. Kansas City at Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm going to go Philadelphia in an upset here. I think Kansas City's a little bit of that defense is showing some serious holes. I think people are starting to figure out Mahomes. So I'm going to go Philadelphia.
I agree. And the two Super Bowl five games are both on Fox. How about Arizona at the L.A. Rams?
I'm going to go Rams. Nobody can go into that stadium and win right now. Stafford's on fire, so I'm going to go Rams.
Second 405 game, Seattle at San Fran.
I'm going to go Russell Wilson and then the Seahawks. He's a stud.
We got two 425 games both on CBS. Baltimore at Denver.
Yeah, I'm going to go Denver in an upset on that one. I think Baltimore struggles on the road, especially in Mile High. I think that altitude's going to get to them. I think Denver's going to play well at home.
Baltimore, Lamar Jackson. I tell you what, he's had a hurt back this week, and maybe it's because of that flip he did on the touchdown.
Yeah, it might be. He's an absolute freak. I mean, he's got wheels. But I think Denver's a really tough place to go into and win.
Okay, and Pittsburgh, is that Green Bay?
Yeah, I'm going to go Green Bay. Pittsburgh looks like they're struggling. I don't know what's going on with Roethlisberger, but Green Bay is big in that one.
Okay, this big ball game might be the biggest we've ever talked about. They compared this to a Super Bowl, and then it's going to be Tampa Bay Buccaneers at New England. It's going to be 8:20 Sunday Night Football.
I think that I'm going to go New England, and I'm going to go New England because I think that if anybody can beat Brady, it's going to be Belichick. And Brady struggles against pressure. New England's blitzed more than any team in the NFL, and I think that's when Brady struggles the most is when he's under pressure. I'm going to go New England.
I don't know if you heard, but I listened to my NFL radio, and they said earlier this week, if you want a ticket to go to that game, $4,750.
Okay, so you bought, what, three?
I didn't even buy one.
Yeah, that sounds about right, but... I mean, it's a lot like when Peyton came back here, and, I mean, he couldn't win here. I think Brady's going to be struck with the same affliction. I mean, that's a tough thing. I also saw that this will be, he'll be the first guy to beat all 32 teams in the NFL.
Wow, what a deal. I'll tell you what, Tom Brady yesterday celebrated his 20-year mark of taking his first NFL start, and it was against the Colts.
Well, I mean, he's something. I hope I'm that cool when I'm that age. I mean, he shows what the power of water is. Drinks like 5 gallons of water a day.
Okay, last one. L.A. Raiders and L.A. Chargers. Who's going to win?
That's a tough one. I'm going to go Chargers since they're at home. I really like Herbert, and I really like that stadium. I think that's a big advantage, so I'm going to go Chargers.
Tim Gray, I'm glad I met you in a capacity. So we're back in. One moment, please.
There you go. There you go.
Okay, we're back. Half time to get ready to kick off. Blue Devil's going to kick the ball away. And then we're going to just plug in right here. That was very nice. Tim Gray. His wife is the assistant principal at Hamilton Heights. Tim Gray, picks of the NFL at halftime. That was nice. What a gentleman. So they're going to boot the ball away. We're ready for 24 minutes to begin right here. And then we'll go from there. So they're getting ready to boot the ball away. And good high elevation. Going to be taken inside the 15, 14-yard line on the return. Hampton Heights going to be caught. The backfield, Brogan Runyon gets the tackle. He'll bring him down at the
24-yard line. Credit the return for Hamilton Heights. Number 32, Nate Hewlin. Nate Hewlin, a senior athlete. Brogan London, a senior athlete. So first possession, second half. Husky's going to have it. They're going to bring put the ball spotted right there at the 23-yard line, nose up from the left tackle. 11:53, 7 seconds on the return. Clock will start on the snap. Shotgun formation, Guy Griffey, single man in the backfield is Trey Amon. Slot right, wing right, split out wide left is Bramble. They'll hand it off to Amon. He caught in the backfield, trying to break containment. Couldn't get the corner turned. And again, right there, it's number 36, Brogan London. Brogan London, 6 foot 170. He came into this ball game with 57 tackles. Just behind Mr. Drew Service. They spot the ball, get a positive gain. I think that back loss of yardage, not much, probably 4 yards. They'll back it up to the 19-yard line. Ball spotted in the middle of the field. Shotgun formation once again. To his left in the backfield is Trey Amon. Just to the right, spread out wide left is Bramble. Shotgun snap, drop and throw, looking right. Bullet in and out of the hands. Right there, trying to get it to number 7, Harrison Hostetler. Ball goes incomplete. Clock stops at 11:05. 55 seconds into this second half. And it's third down, 13 for the Huskies. Ball's in the middle of the field. We spotted. Ball's at the 19-yard line. To the line of scrimmage. Play clock at 14. Plenty of time. Shotgun formation. Guy Griffey. Trey Amon in the backfield. Slot right. They're going to go motion away. Right there at Puma. Dropping the throw. Griffey. He's going to let one go. In the flat. Going to make the catch. Not going to be first down, but he's going to be about 3 yards shy. A good catch. Reached down, picked it up off his fingertips right there by his shoelaces. Credit the reception. Number 4, Isaac Puma. Puma, a senior. The wide receiver, he picks his back. 5'10", 195. Fourth down, 3. He's going to line up in punt formation with the Huskies. We'll see Dean Mason. Dean Mason, first time in the capacity as a punter. First punt of the ball game. Trip to the left, put out wide right. Off the surface, going to bounce. Trying to get back to him. Mason, they're trying to get rid of one. He's going to be tackled in the backfield. Going to credit the stop. Number 65, Tipper Barnett. Ball bounced back to Dean Mason. Mason had a hard time fielding it. An over football, you never know which way it's going to bounce. Blue Devils take over. Couldn't get the field flipped. The Blue Devils will take over in Husky territory. Ball's at the 23-yard line. Hamilton Heights territory. Ball's in the middle of the field. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. Eli Carter. Trips to the left. Put out wide right to Sam Ridgeway. He'll hand off to Eli Carter. They're going to grab him. They're going to stop his forward progress at the 20-yard line. About 3 Huskies in on the tackle. Eli Carter picks up 4. Eli Carter, he's like a little powerful ball right there. Eli Carter wears number 87. That's a compliment. Eli Carter, a junior, 5'9", 170. Let's back to the line of scrimmage. Blue Devils, ball just inside the right hash. At the Hamilton Heights 20-yard line. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. They're going to pitch it left side. Carter with the football, trying to stay on his feet. He's going to be down to inside the 10. Near the 9-yard line, he'll move the chains. Blue Devils pick up another first down. It's going to be first and goal for the Blue Devils. Ball spotted at the 9. It's at the left hash. Brogan London passing the ball game, taking a breather. Sam Ridgeway jogging out. Back in the play, right, back in the huddle right there, is Vancouver. Call for play, 15 seconds on the game clock, 9:10 on the play, I take that back, 10 seconds on the play clock, 9:05 on the game clock. Shotgun formation, split left, split right. The handoff up the middle. Eli Carter veers it left. Five hole, trying to break the pylon there. He's close to it. He can be down to inside the two. They're going to say he's at the 1.5. So they'll bring the ball over. They'll put it on the left hash. They're going to call it at the 1-yard line on the public address. Went out of bounds on the play. Clock stopped at 8:54. Play clock is at 24 seconds. Back in the huddle. Sam Ridgway back in the game. Brogan London takes a breather. The ball spotted, left hash, right at the 1-yard line. Second down goal for Tipton. Split left, trip to the right, in the slide, G.I. Carter. He was caught in the backfield. Dent Hoover tried to dive it left side. He's caught in the backfield. Going to lose one, maybe two. And on the stop for Hamilton Heights is Hostetler. Harrison Hostetler, 5'11", 180. Makes the stop. He's a linebacker. Plays in the middle. 58 tackles entering tonight's ballgame. Ball spotted 3-yard line. Loss of 2 on the play. Third down goal from the 3. Blue Devil shotgun. Empty backfield. Double tight. Ball start. Snap didn't quite come out on time. Not going to point blame anywhere. No point in blame. It's going to be an illegal procedure against the Blue Devils. They'll back it up 5. It's going to be 3rd down and 8. 3rd and goal from the 8 for the Blue Devils. Hamilton Heights getting some play right there. Getting some distance from that goal line. A little easier to defend the pass play. Shotgun formation. Play clock move. The game clock is at 8:10. Shotgun formation for Hoover. He'll take the snap. He'll drop the throw. He'll go right side. Going to fall down on the play. Try to keep his balance. A lot of folks looking for a push there, but I saw no push at all. Nate Powell just kind of flipped up. Couldn't keep his feet. He'll tell you that. So they're going to put it there on left hash. They're going to pull Nick Hughes, senior kicker. Soccer kicker going to spot it up at the 15, going to try a 25-yard field goal attempt. Going to be the first field goal of the season attempted by Nick Hughes from the left hash. Flag on their stop and a dead ball foul here. If that's a foul on Tipton, they'll probably go for it with the offensive unit. See what the play, the call is right here. Umpire. So evidently, it was just, the ball wasn't ready for play. Okay, here we go. Same spot, 15-yard line, trying a 25-yarder. Nick Hughes. Call for the snap. Aiden Cole, there's a spot. There's the poop. Not going to be good. No good. Can't run it out. Not going to be able to run it out of the end zone in high school. But Hamilton Heights going to get the ball back on downs. So it's just 7-0. 7:57 left in the 3rd quarter. And 1st and 10 for Hamilton Heights. He got the ball to the end zone. Ball made it to the end zone. That's a touchback. So they'll put it out on the 20. Middle of the field. So Hamilton Heights going to line up offensively. Second drive in the second half for the Huskies. Slot right. Split left is Bramble. They get a new football out there. Get the Hamilton Heights preference of a football. J5Z is a large football. I'll tell you what, if you go from middle school to J5Z, you better be ready. It's a larger football. So the shotgun formation. Single man to backfield. Slot right, split left. Handoff, Trey Amon. He'll bear it right side. He'll get a positive gain. They'll get a good gain on the play. They'll take it across the 25 to the 26-yard line.
Six up five.
They're calling it 2nd down 5. Amon with another good run. Back in the huddle. Amon on the season. Averaging, coming into this ballgame, 4.9 per carry. Shotgun formation, Guy Griffey. Split left is Bramble. Slot right side. Take him in the backfield as Amon. Shotgun snap. Going to hand off once again. They'll go to Amon. He's going to be caught behind the back in the backfield. He'll make his way back out to the line of scrimmage. He'll gain nothing. He'll lose nothing. It's going to be second, just his third down and five. So Blue Devils right there. Calling the defensive huddle is Brogan London. Brogan London for Kitchen looks over the sideline, gets the signal. Coach Stoker, Coach Brett Stoker, and why he knows football, he knows defense. He's forgotten more about defense than I'll ever try to remember. So they're working. Shotgun formation. Slot right, slot left. There's pass play in the flat right side. Going to get a positive gain. Credit to Kitch. Number five, Bondasar. Cooper Bondasar, a junior class member, lines up in a slot, sometimes set out wide right. Make that catch. They move the chains. Ball's caught at 31-yard line, right hash. Hamilton Heights going from our right to our left. They're going from the south to the north. They're going towards the scoreboard. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield is Amon. He gives some more direction to his offense. He'll take a snap. Hand off, Amon. Up the gun, he'll go one hole, excuse me, two hole, right side. Tackle on the play right there is Higgins. Chase Higgins makes the stop. About a 3-yard gain on the play for Trey Amon. Going to bring up second down and a long seven. Ball spotted 33-yard line. Right hash. Back into the huddle, Guy Griffey. Guy Griffey, 6'1". He looks about 6'2" or 6'3" out there from here. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield, slot left, split right. Call the cadence, Griffey. He'll get the snap, he'll hand off left side, running back to Trey Amon. He'll juke and drive. He'll find a better opening. He'll get a good gain out to the 40-yard line. He's going to bring up third down the couple. Ball moves out to the 40-yard line of Hamilton Heights. The front line for the Huskies moving the pile right there, staying with their block. Ball is out to midfield at the 40-yard line of Hamilton Heights territory. Three-man front for Gibson, four linebackers. Going to work under center, needs two. Quarterback sneak, you got it. That's Guy Griffin with quarterback sneak, went left side. Might have been on the nudge. Might have been a silent count. He might have tapped that center right here, Dusty Dunn, on the left cheek and say, hey, I'm going that direction. They get the first down. They move the chains, first and 10. 5:08, third quarter clock. 7-0 contest. Tipton in front and scored on their second drive of the ball game. First quarter. Shotgun. High snap. Good hands by Griffey. Hands off to Trey Amon. Amon goes right side. Picks up a good positive gain. He'll pick up 5, maybe 4. Going to bring up second down. And about 5.5. Ball's going to be spotted right hash. 47-yard line. Get the play from the sideline on the signals. Jogging back in the huddle. Guy Griffey, a great huddle on in unison. To the line of scrimmage, 16 on the play clock. Game clock at 4:20. Third quarter, Hamilton Heights driving. They're at their own 47. Slot left, slot right. Split right. Hand off up the middle again. Trey Amon. He'll pick up a couple. He'll pick up two. It's going to be third down three. Third down three. Ball's going to rest at the 49-yard line. Nose up to the 49, the right hash. 3:53, game clock moving. Third quarter, East Division matchup. Going to have implications for sure with this ballgame. 49-yard line, slot left, slot right. Shotgun snap taken by Griffey, hands off, single in the backfield. Trey Amon, he's going to be stopped short of the line of scrimmage, just barely. He's going to bring that fourth down. He'll lose half a yard. Griffey's going to walk off the surface. Back out onto the surface. We're going to see number 64. That's Dean. Dean Mason. Dave Mason, back in the day, if you remember in 2013, Hamilton Heights played in the final game versus Chittard. Dean Mason was in the punt, pass, and kick contest in that same facility before the game. Shotgun formation way back deep. He's going to be deep 13 yards. Good snap this time. Left footed kick. Going to be a high skier. It's going to bounce. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to go inside the 20. Dean Mason, another one inside the 20-yard line. So they'll line up. Blue Devils going to get the ball back. 2:49 left. Third quarter. Play clock will start at 25. They're going to bring the Blue Devil football into the ball game. J5Z. They'll spot it near the 19, about the 19 and a half. Maybe nose it up to the 15. There we go, 15-yard line. Left hash for Tipton. They'll start there. Going to be tripped to the right. Split out wide left. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Shotgun formation for Vancouver. He'll call the snap. He'll get the snap. He'll hand off. Right side. He'll feel it left. Eli Carter's loose. He's going to try to go the distance. See if he can be caught. He's gaining ground. He's going to go the distance. Eli Carter, 85 yards. 85-yard run for Eli Carter. Eli Carter picks up a long run and a good play call from Justin Shear. He's humble. He'll never say that. Justin Shear, he's excited for more than just one reason. I can't say why. I will later, maybe. But not today. Shotgun, who might have been a point after touchdown, Aiden Cole, the holder. Nick Hughes is going to try to boot this through. He'll boot it through, get some more length out of that one, and it's good. It's good. Nick Hughes, 2 for 2 in this ball game. He's 31 for 33 on the season. Blue Devils go up 14-0. 2:36 left. We're in the third quarter. Those teams. We're going to go back and talk about some IHSAA passing. The reason so is number four quarterback in the IHSAA is Clark Barrett. Clark Barrett, 2A athlete, plays for Lafayette Central Catholic. 1,683 yards passing at 280.5 per game average. He's completed 104 out of 171 at 61% completion. In 6 games, he's got 13 touchdown passes. He's got 3 interceptions. So, Tipton, gonna line it up right there, middle of the field. Dakota Ferg, 5'9", 155, another soccer member from the sophomore class. He'll line up 6 yards deep, a little bit soccer style. He'll wait for the whistle. There's the whistle. 2:36 left. There's the boot. We'll be caught at the 15 on the return. Hamilton Heights. Near the Husky sideline across the way. He'll take it out to the 29-yard line. Pretty good starting position right there for the Huskies. 29-yard line. They'll line it up right there. 1st and 10. They got 2.5 minutes on the board. They're tied at the 28. Those up to the 28-yard line for the right hash. Guy Griffey brings the play into the huddle. 1st and 10. Huskies. They're split out wide right. Gavin Bramble. Wide left is Isaac Kuma. Slot man right there, Cooper Vondersar. Shotgun formation for Guy Griffey. Trey Amon in the backfield. Dropping the throw. Pass play. Looking for an end cut. Kuma stayed outside. Ball goes incomplete. Ball's incomplete. They'll play for another down. 2nd down 10. Ball respotted 28-yard line. Right hash. Clock stops at 2:26. Play clock moving at 23 seconds. 2nd down 10. Blue Devils on offense. Take that back. Huskies on offense. Blue Devils playing D. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield, slot left, split right. Handoff up the middle. Trey Amon. He's going to get a positive gain. He's going to pick up about 7. 7-yard carry. And nice sportsmanship. Couple of Blue Devils bring him back up to the surface. It's all good right here. Sportsmanship is the key. So they'll work it right there. 33 yards. 33-yard line. Just inside the right hash. Slot right. Excuse me. Split left. Split right. Slot left. Single man in the backfield. Quarterback from the shotgun. Passing play. Griffin hits the passing route. Outcut. About a 3-yard out. Or say the incomplete pass. Would not have been a big game. Maybe a couple. Going to bring up fourth down. Offense going to jog off the field. Punting unit back on the field. 33-yard line. Team Mason for the Huskies. Going to boost this ball out of there. Dean Mason, a sophomore, 6 foot 235, plays the offensive and defensive line. He's about 13 yards deep. They'll line up with a wing left for blocking. Left-footed boot. He's going to get a high sky shot right there. It's not going to be returned. It's going to veer, going to go out of bounds. Right, a couple bounces into the hands of Justin Shear. So the ball's going to be spotted. Blue Devil side to 50. And went out of bounds at the 33-yard line. They'll nose it up to the 33. They'll put a Blue Devil football in the ball game. From the right hash, Blue Devils take over. 1:38 on the game clock. 14-0. Blue Devils in front. Game clock will start on the snap after the change of possession. Blue Devils are going to split out twins left side, twins right side. Stacked. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. They'll hand it off. Eli Carter about to play. He went the distance on. He's going to get snuffed in right there, but he's going to pick up 10 yards. Might be another first down. Blue Devils move the football. And the East line judge says move the chains. He just got 10 yards. First down, Blue Devils. Ball moves out to the 44-yard line. Tips in territory. Balls at the left hash. Play comes into the huddle right there with Ben Cooper, sophomore quarterback. He checks the backfield. He checks the single man in the backfield. That's Eli Carter. They'll go trips right. Split left, short side of the field. Call McCabe. Ben Cooper. He'll take the snap. He'll hand off right side. He'll be met right there at the line of scrimmage. Might have lost yardage. Eli Carter. If that hole's not there, there's not much you can do about it. Hamilton High gets mentioned up front, 298 and 299. They'll play for another down. So it's second down. Going to lose yardage in second and 11. Maybe second and 12. They changed the scoreboard to 12. So the ball's resting at the 42.5-yard line, Blue Devil territory from the left tag. We're inside 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. 14-0 advantage for Tipton. Trips to the right, split wide left. Shotgun. Takes the snap, hands off to Eli Carter. Eli Carter gets inside the six, the original six. They're going to get Taji Dane. It's going to bring up third down. He needs 8. Inside 10 seconds. Clock is going to empty out. We're going to go to the fourth quarter. Momentarily, clock has a whistle, and it's right there. Clock whistles. We're three quarters are done. Hamilton Heights playing defense, Tipton driving. It's a 14-0 contest. We're going to enter the fourth quarter. But we'll mention right now, SOS Football Camp. SOS Football Camp at Scheibe, O'Hara, Scheibe. Camp is in its 23rd season. If you are serious about improving as a football player, this is a camp you need to attend. Call us now or fill out our online registration form to get on your way. SOS says, see you on the field. You can call Lance Scheibe. I should say you can reach him by email. That's Coach Scheibe, S-H-E-I-B, 81 lanceshive@gmail.com. That's Lance Shive. Say, well, he's an 85 graduate from Warren Central High School. He was a year above Jeff George, and he said he loved catching passes from Jeff George. He went on to play for the Purdue Boilermakers, played receiver, graduated Purdue in 89. You can go on site. You can go on the web right there. Look him up at www.sosfootballcamp.com. That's sosfootballcamp.com. Lance Shive has his dad helping him in the camp. And I'm Mr. O'Hara right there in the middle. To Dottie O. So here we go. Fourth quarter going to begin. 47-yard line. Tipton. Driving. Third down 7. Trip to the right spot. Split left. Dropping the throw is Vince. Evans. Vince going to try to brush out of there. Had to pull the ball down. Had to get back what he could. Tried to get back to the line of scrimmage. And he might have just done that. Ball's at the 48. Let's see if looks like Coach Cole is going to send out his punting unit. Ball's at the 47 of Tipton. Probably not a bad call. Send out Levi to do the punting right here. That's Levi Turkett. He can get a spiral. He can hit one. Like a Ray guy. Get snapped. He'll boot it out of there. Be a line drive. It'll go over the head. It's going to stay out of the end zone. It's going to bounce. It's going to be touchdown at the 10-yard line by Nate Powell. Nate Powell, if you count the distance, that's about a 40-yarder. 40-yarder, and he averages 39 per putt. But that was from the line of scrimmage. Actually, that ball went 50 yards. Pretty good punt for Levi Burkett. Ball spotted right there at the 10-yard line. Blue Devils, you mean the Huskies take over. Right hash from their own 10. Blue Devils, a three-man front, four linebackers, four defensive backs. Huskies keep the line of scrimmage, play clock at 18, plenty of time. Clock will start on the snap, 11:15 left here in the fourth quarter. A lot of time. Shotgun snap, you think about Griffin, you'll hand off. Trey Amon to take a shot right there at the line of scrimmage. The Blue Devils come in to make the help. Drew Thurbies was one of them. So the positive game for Trey Amon, he'll get 2 yards on the carry. He'll take it to the 12. It'll bring up second down and 8. 10:54, clock moving. The scoreboard went out momentarily, came right back on. That's good, says them. A few years ago, we was at Hamilton Heights, and we didn't have a scoreboard for the whole game. And to have Greg Knapp mention the time left periodically. Shotgun, going to roll left. Rolling left is Guy Griffin. What about letting one go? Pulled it down. He's going to pass the ball out of there. Forward pass incomplete. He threw the ball down. A lot of Blue Devils wanting you intentional grounding. He did get the ball back to the line of scrimmage. The pass got back to the line of scrimmage. Can't be an intentional grounding. Just trying to get rid of it, trying to save the down. Trying to save the yardage, I should say. It's third down, 8. So the Huskies see the line of scrimmage. Balls march once again back to right hash. They need 8. Third down, 8. Clock is stopped after the incompletion. 10:26. Shotgun formation. Trends to the right. Split out left slot. Dropping the throw, Guy Griffin. Gonna see a long pass, maybe he's gonna pull it down. He's gonna get what he can. He's gonna be caught right there at the 15. He'll dive forward. He'll get out to the 17-yard line. They're gonna call timeout. They're gonna check on him. There was a collision. They're gonna check on him. And then automatically, these guys take a knee. Take a knee down. He's gonna get back up on his own. He's ready to get back up. He'll have to set out at least one play. We hope the best for him. I kind of care a lot about that gentleman. As I do everybody here. So Guy Griffey walks off the surface. He's got some company there. Dan Clifton, athletic trainer for Hamilton Heights, checking on him. We'll see if he comes back. Fourth down four, they're going to send out the punting unit. So Guy Griffey wouldn't be on the punting team anyway. They'll check on him. Dad's comfortable with him. He's still up here with us. What a dad, what a mom Guy Griffey has. So they get some final personnel adjustments out on the field. Play clock hasn't even begun. Everything's fine. Game clock is at 10:13. They're waiting for the snap. There's the whistle. They're going to punt it from about the 2. They probably let it go about the 5, maybe the 6. At Dean Mason. Less than a turn. It's going to be spiral. It's going to get a short kick. It's going to go out of bounds. They're going to walk this off. They're going to set up the components. That's the east line judge. Excuse me, the west line judge. And the umpire. They get on Cahoots right there. And he walks up the line until the umpire says stop. That's where it went out. That's about like the mountain climber game in The Price is Right. 10:03 left. Change of possession clock will start. Blue Devils are going to start in Husky territory at the Hamilton Heights 41. Trips to the right, put out wide left is Aiden Cole. Shotgun formation, Eli Carter, dotting the eye. He'll hand it off, he'll give it to Carter. Spin move, line of scrimmage, he'll pick up a couple, not much more. He got what he should. They'll work from there. Ball spotted at the 39-yard line. Going to pick up about 2.5. They're calling it second down and 8 on the scoreboard. Vince Hoover back in the huddle. Picks up the play personally from the offensive coordinator. Split out wide left is Sam Ridgeway. Trips to right. And Nate Powell, Aiden Cole. And they're going to hand off up the middle, take them in the back here. They give it to Eli Carter. Eli Carter takes it to the 36-yard line. 36-yard line is going to bring up third down and 4. Third down 4, just inside the right hash. 9:02, 9:01 clock moving. We're in the fourth quarter. It's a 14-0 advantage for Tipton. Tipton working in Husky territory at their 36. Going to line up split right side as Sam Ridgeway. In the slide right side is Eli Carter. Swims to the left. They're going to call, break there or call timeout. Blue Devils going to call a timeout. Their first timeout exhausted here in the second half. So they'll talk this over with 8:40 left. And we'll talk a little bit about the national rankings. These are high school rankings, how they're rated and how they line up numerically in this nation. Number 1 is Modern Day. They're out of Santa Ana, California. They're 3-0. Number 2, IMG Academy, Bradenton, Florida. You might remember Kevin Wright taught that team for a few years. They're 5-0. Number 3 is St. John Bosco, Bellflower, California. They're 5-0. Number 4 is Westlake, Austin, Texas. That's where Drew Brees went to high school. They're 4-0. Number 5 is Thompson, Alabaster, Alabama. They're 6-0. Number 6 is Bergen, Catholic. They're from Oradell, New Jersey. They're 4-0. Number 7 is Collins Hill. They're Suwanee, Georgia. They're 6-0. Number 8 is Servite, Anaheim, California. 5-0. Number 9 is Victor Grove, Greenwood, Indiana, 6-0. And number 10, St. Xavier, Cincinnati, Ohio, 6-0. The Blue Devils, in the line of scrimmage, let's talk about this. Huskies playing defense. Third down 5, shotgun formation. Dropping the throw, lets one go down the right sideline. Not going to be caught. Defense was good. That was like glue. When you can stay with Eli Carter, like glue, you've done something. And very good defensive back play right here for the Huskies. I would guess that Charles Brown wears number 1. Yeah, I believe so. Charles Brown is a senior. He's got 27 tackles coming into this ballgame. He's 6 foot, 175. He's got one of the two Husky interceptions. And Harley has the second one. So they're going to line up in punt formation. Snap is good. It's going to be blocked. Low kick. It's blocked. It's going to be picked up by Hamilton Heights. They'll take over at the 35-yard line. Pretty good block on the play. He's falling on the football right there at number 4, Isaac Tuma. Low elevation. Nice block. Huskies pick up a good starting point right here. Ball spotted 35-yard line. Not much of a net punt on that one. Levi Burkett, as Burkett has mentioned, 39-yard average. My guess is you don't put the block punts in on the averages. Don't know. Don't know at all. So shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. It's Trey's left side to right side. That's Trey Amon. Slot right, short side of the field, slot left. Pass foot. Going to get it. Could be caught. 41-yard line. That's Harley. Harley makes the catch. Vincent Harley, he's a junior. 6'1", 178. He's listed as a quarterback and a defensive back. Chances are he might get to play quarterback next season. We'll see. I'm not the quarterback, not the coach for sure. Just guessing. Harley has put on some weight. He's put on some height. He's learning from Guy Griffey. Catching passes from him also. Slot left. Split right, single man in the backfield. Calling the cadence right here is Guy Griffey. Drop of the throw, he's going to let one go. Down the right sideline. Going to be a bump right there. Going to be a contact there, but it was pretty much hands by both teams. And there's going to be no call there, no interference. That pass is meant for Gavin Bramble. Griffey unloads one, lost one about 40 yards. Goes incomplete. Right on target, Eli Carter, providing the defense. 41-yard line. Third down, 4. 7:40 on the game clock. We're in the fourth quarter. 14-0 advantage. Tipton. A touchdown in each half. Shotgun. He's going to snap. Going to throw one left side. Pretty good ball out in front. A great ball. Dane Goodrich. With the coverage, ball goes incomplete. It's going to bring up 4th and 4. They'll bring the ball back in. They'll re-spot it at the 41. Nose up to the 41 just inside the right hash. That pass play was intended for Isaac Tuma, 5'10", 195. We'll mention Zane Goodrich. He's 5'8", 140. Timeout on the field. Husky's going to call timeout. The 4th down coming up. 4th and 4. 7:33 left. Ball spotted to the 41-yard line. Husky territory. And we'll let you know a little bit about national statistics for quarterbacks. Top 3 after 6 games. These are national leaders. A junior quarterback who wears number 2, 6'6". 195. He's from Western Brown High School in Mount Orab, Ohio. He's thrown 151 completions in 218 attempts. Total yards, 2,504. Average yards per game in the air, 417.3. 26 touchdowns in the air. He's thrown just 3 interceptions. They're calling both teams back out on the field. Blue Devils out there defensively. Here come the Huskies. They're going to jog right out to the line of scrimmage. 4th and 4, 7:33 left. Offense comes back out on the field. Timeout called right there by Hamilton Heights. Ball's at the 41. Line to gain is the 45. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Trips to the left. Short side of the field, wide right is Gavin Bramble. Drops the throw, gets half the place. Shooting off the right corner, couldn't get any, that was service. Thurby didn't come up with him, but the Blue Devils surrounded him after Thurby's couldn't get him. Broken London right there. I'm going to throw in on the stop. 65. Kipper Barnett. and the Blue Devils going to take over on downs. Guy Griffey did avoid the corner man. That was Drew Serbis. If you're going to get away from Drew Serbis and avoid a tackle from Serbis, you've done something. You couldn't bring it down, but a couple of Blue Devils follow right up. And it's going to be 1st and 10. Tipton. Ball's resting at the 33-yard line. Husky territory. Just inside the left hash. Two backs in the backfield. We got Serbis as a blocking back. They'll give it to Eli Carter. They go right to left. They'll stay in the field of play. You get inside the 30 to be down at about the 28-yard line. Clock still moving, 7-10. Positive play. Going to be a gain of about 6. Going to bring us 2nd down 4 for the Blue Devils. Ball's going to be spotted right there at the 27.5-yard line. Play comes into the huddle from Vancouver. 6:50 on the game clock. Blue Devils going to split out wide right. Trips. They got Serbis, Cole, and Powell. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter, split left to Stan Ridgway. Going to keep the ball. Take it to Eli Carter. Takes it himself left side. Trying to break containment. Couldn't break contain right there. Huskies going to help him up. Another quality move right there in the sportsmanship department as Colin Gilmore helps Hoover right back up off the surface. 6:17, clock moving. 27-yard line, ball's nose up. Gain of a 0.5 yard. Going to be 3rd down 4 for the Blue Devils. Ball spotted at the left hash. Will break huddle. 9 seconds on the play clock. There's the line of scrimmage. 5:58 on the game clock. Slot right. Trips left. Pass play. Empty backfield. They hit it in the left side. That's Eli Carter. He makes the catch. He's going to go in. Touchdown through the air. Eli Carter. Double screen. Left side. Short side of the field. Blockers out in front. Eli Carter finds a path to the end zone. 20-0. Blue Devils going to line up to the point after. Number 25 is going to line it up. Senior Nick Hughes. Nick Hughes, 2 for 2 in this ball game with point after touchdowns. Could not get the 25-yard field goal, but that was from the left hash. That's the tubby. Right for the kicker. There's the boot. Ball goes through the upright. He's good. 21-0. And it's good, and the Blue Devils will kick off. And again, we'll remind you, in a couple of weeks from now, 49th annual IHSAA Football State Tournament Perry Show. That'll be on Sunday, October 10th, 2021. That'll be at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That'll be the start time. That'll be online. So get your computer out. It'll be streamed exclusively on IHSAATV.org. Again, that's IHSAATV.org. It'll be hosted by Bob Level. Bob Level, what a quality guy, has a show on Friday and Saturday evenings. Check him out. Bob Level used to be an athletic director and a girls basketball coach. What a humble guy. He'll be working along with Paul Condry. Complete pairings will be posted to the IHSAA.org. They'll post it to that site following the conclusion of the show. So if you missed the show, that's no big deal. Just go back on your computer, go IHSAA.org, and look up your team or teams. They're going to boot it away right now. Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg going to go soccer style, about 6 yards deep. Here comes the approach. Going to be on the ground and be a swift kick. Swift kick taking a be falling on right there. Thought he'd pick it up later. Falling on. That was number 29 right there. That was Chance Yeager. He's a junior. He's a running back linebacker, and he's 6'195". You'll see him more in the backfield as the games go along into next season also. And you'll see him working beside another junior running back, Trey Amon. They're going to line up in the line of scrimmage. 5:45 on the game clock. trips to the right. The wing left. Single man in the backfield is Amon. Shotgun formation is Guy Griffey. The call for the snap. There's a snap. The drop to throw. He's looking. It'll let one go. Looking for Bramble. It's going to be intercepted by Nate Powell. Nate Powell right there. Nate Powell makes the catch. He'll intercept it at the Blue Devil 37-yard line. And Nate Powell comes up with the interception on the play. And that's number 2 on the year for Nate Powell. That's number, double check here. That's number 6 on the season, intercepted by the Blue Devils. Nobody with 2 except for Nate Powell. So they'll run back in. They'll bring the play in. And two Blue Devils. Blue Devils get the ball back. Ball's at the 37-yard line. 5:38 on the game clock. Might see a lot of running plays here. Trips to the right. Split out wide left is Sam Ridgeway. Single man in the backfield. Might be Sutter Griffin. It is. Sutter Griffin gets the handoff. Sutter Griffin goes forward. He picks up a couple. Sutter Griffin, the ball carrier. Sophomore. Sutter Griffin. Much of the future along with Eli Carter. Number 26, Sutter Griffin, sophomore, 5'9", 170. He has been in the weight room, you can tell. 37-yard line, middle of the field. They get it back to the line of scrimmage. Might have picked up a half a yard. Shotgun formation for Vince Hoover. Single man in the backfield, trips to the right. Split out wide left to Sam Ridgeway. Going to hand off Sutter Griffin. He's going to go right side, big gain. Sutter Griffin going to pick up more yardage on this line. He's going to pick up maybe 6 on the play. He's going to bring up third down. They need 4. Third down, 4. Sutter Griffin getting the dose of offense here late in the fourth quarter. 4:36, clock moving. Back in the huddle is Vancouver. Ball spotted 43-yard line from the right hash. Ball's in Tipton territory. Split out wide left once again, Sam Ridgeway. Trips right side, it's Powell. Aiden Toll. And then they're hand off up against Sutter Griffin, picks up the first down. He picks up 6. 6, he needed 4. He picks up 6. Now hand the football to the official. They'll spot it. 4:07, clock will stop momentarily. The 49-yard line at Tipton, 1st and 10. Clock moving again. Change the set from the 49 right hash. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. 14 seconds on the play clock. Game clock at 3:47. Trips to the left, but out wide right. Short side of field, right side. Single man in the backfield, handoff. That gives it to Sutter Griffin once again. He'll pick up maybe 1, maybe 2. Trying to move the football, trying to move the sticks, and trying to elapse the game clock. Ball gets across the 50-yard line. Sutter Griffin, 4 carries consecutively, if I'm not mistaken. So ball gets across the 50, 2nd down. They need 8. 2nd 8 for Tiffin. So they break huddle. 12 seconds on the game clock. I should say the play clock on the game clock. It's rolling at 3:02. Trips to the left, but out wide right. Single man in the backfield. Shotgun. Fitz Hoover, hands off. Trying to get what he can. To the 46.5 yard line. Getting back up right here, Sutter Griffin. A heavy dose of Sutter Griffin here on this drive by the Blue Devils. 48-yard line. Ball spotted just inside the right hash. Brings up 3rd down 6 for the Blue Devils. Going to line up trips to the left. That's going to be Aiden Toll, Spurdy's, and Nate Powell. Split out wide right is Sam Ridgeway. Single man in the backfield. They're going to throw. Going to let one go. Going to loft one up. Looking for Nate Powell. Nate Powell. Turning back forward. They're going to get interference. Interference call. Nate Powell was deeper than the pass was going to be. But the D50 back, I believe, was Isaac Kuma. Didn't know where the ball was. Nate Powell trying to come back through Isaac Kuma. And interference was going to be the call, whichever game you were going to be in. So they'll spot it back. They'll go from the line of scrimmage and they'll walk off 15 yards. It's not a spot foul in high school. It's a 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. So they'll move at 15. The Canes will be moved. They get a first down due to the penalty. First down by penalty to the Blue Devils. The Blue Devils back at the line of scrimmage. They're ready to run the play. It's first and 10. Ball spotted at the Huskies' 34-yard line. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield, trips right, split left. High snap. Hoover went up and got it. Hoover kept the ball. He took a big hit. He had to go up high to get it. And that was a pretty smacky hit. Trevor Kuma laid the wood to Hoover. Hoover got right back up. He's putting that towel back behind his backside in case he needs to dry his hands. He's back up, he's jogging into the huddle, and there's no gimpiness whatsoever. A couple of big guys playing in the football game right there. So the ball spotted, 37-yard line. Trips to the left for the Blue Devils. Spit out wide right, here's Sam Ridgeway. Take him in the back of the shotgun. They're going to hand off Sutter Griffin. Sutter Griffin stops at the line of scrimmage. He met a brick wall right there. He gets it down to the 36. Clock moving, 1:19. Fourth quarter. Ball's going to be spotted at the 36-yard line, just inside the right hash. So, bringing the play in, we'll see if the timeout's going to be called. They're talking to Hoover. Game clock is at 1 minute. It's still going down. 15 seconds. They're going to call timeout. I do believe we'll double check. 10 seconds. They might try to get this play off. They're going to run a play. Hoover's going to line up in the shotgun. 4 seconds on the play clock. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. They're going to call timeout. Had to. Didn't have enough time to snap the ball. Didn't want to give up 5 yards. Had 2 timeouts in their back pocket. They used one right there to stop the clock. So 36-yard line, 43 seconds left. We'll talk a little bit more about the national stats for quarterbacks. Second in the stats, this is national, number 22, Devin Brown. He's 6'3", 195. He's from Queen Creek High School. That's in Queen Creek, Arizona. He's thrown the ball for 2,422 yards, and that's in 6 games. Third position, it's Maximus Finotti Makai. You go, you a figure. Where's number 13, North Ridge High School, Layton, Utah. 2,215 yards. The last few players I mentioned are both seniors. In the rushing department, top three, these are national leaders. Number 22, T.C. Cappy, 5'11", 205. He's from Hubbard High School, Hubbard, Ohio. He's rushed for 1,523 yards, 8.8 average, 253.8 per game average, 173 carries. He's put the ball in the end zone 23 times in 6 games. So they'll line up, Blue Devils, third down, third and 12. They'll line up in the shotgun, single man in the backfield, Sutter Griffin. Wayne Wright, they'll hand off to Griffin. He's going to bear it left side, try to make contain. He will break contain. He'll get some yardage. Flag comes in, flag thrown. To try to spot that flag is thrown about the 37. I thought they were spotting that flag. When they're spotting the flag, it's going to be a holding against the offense. So they're going to let us know right there. They're going to spot it at the 37, holding against the Blue Devils. They'll back it up 10 from the 37. So they'll back it up to the 47-yard line. Third down and longer. So they'll back it up right there. They're asking the Huskies if they want to decline or accept the penalty. They may. We'll find out. 34.7 left. Entering the ballgame, Chase Higgins, Levi Burkus. First point of the ball game is Zane Goodrich. They're going to decline the holding penalty. Huskies decline. The spot is 30. Blue Devils have the football. It's going to be 4th and 12. 33 seconds left. Clock moving. Sent back to the punt. Burkett, try to punt it out there. Try to keep it out of the end zone. 24 seconds. Play clock is upside down. They'll have to snap it. Snap is good, and they'll boot it out of there. They go right side. Not a lot of length. It's going to bounce a Blue Devil direction. It's going to go inside the 10. It's going to be spotted down inside the 10 about the 7-yard line. 7.8 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. 21-0. Blue Devils in front. But what an entertaining ball game. A good ball game. You knew it would be. Hamilton Heights at Tifton. Next year, it'll be at Hamilton Heights. They're going to spot the ball. We spot it at the 7, I do believe, maybe the 8. Huskies are going to have to snap the football one time and see if they run a play. Hamilton Heights next week. Going to be home with Lewis Cass. Lewis Cass King's going to visit the Husky Dome next Friday night, 7 o'clock start time. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Slot right, slot left. There's a snap. He's going to throw one more, maybe two. Going to get it complete out of the flat. It goes out of bounds. 3.3, clock stops. Pass complete. Good ball. Good hit. Guy dripping to Bramble. Bramble, the leading receiver on the Husky team. Bramble came into this ballgame. 452 yards. 75.3 yards per ballgame. 10 touchdown passes to Bramble. Shotgun formation. Twins right. Slot left. Single man in the backfield. 3.3 left. Going to be the last play unless it's a big 50 penalty. Pass play caught. Caught to Harley. Vincent Harley, I believe, caught the final pass of the ballgame. He's quite a young man. I think quite a bit of that young man. And that final score is going to be shifted this year. 21-0. Good ballgame. They're going to go across the field. They're going to shake hands. They're not going to tip the helmets. COVID almost over. I hope it gets out of here in a hurry. We'll mention Tipton Blue Devils next week. Will be on the road at the Western Panthers. They'll meet their match there. We'll see what happens. 7 p.m. start time next week. Blue Devils travel to Western on October 8th. And again, as mentioned, the Huskies will be home with Lewis Cavs next Friday night, October 8th, 7 p.m. We thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for all the work she does to keep us on the air. She's a blessing. That's Paula. Say, well, we're going to bow out of here. And no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, you've got to keep the fire burning.